How to become a better listener. Take listening seriously.
The first step toward becoming a better listener is to accord listening the seriousness it deserves. Good listeners are not born that way. They have worked at learning how to listen effectively. Good listening does not go hand in hand with intelligence, education, or social standing. Like any other skill, it comes from practice and self-discipline.
Be an active listener.
So many aspects of modern life encourage us to listen passively. We listen to a CD while studying, or listen to the television while moving about from room to room. Parents listen to their children while fixing dinner. Students listen to a lecture while doing the crossword puzzle. Television reporters listen to a politician's speech while walking around the auditorium looking for their next interview. This type of passive listening is a habit, but so is active listening. Active listeners give their undivided attention to the speaker in a genuine effort to understand his or her point of view. In conversation, they do not interrupt the speaker or finish his or her sentences. When listening to a speech, they do not allow themselves to be distracted by internal or external interference, and they do not prejudge the speaker. They take listening seriously and do the best they can to stay focused on the speaker and his or her message. There are a number of steps you can take to improve your skills of active listening.
Resist distractions.
In an ideal world, we could eliminate all physical and mental distractions. In the real world, however, this is not possible. Because we think so much faster than a speaker can talk, it's easy to let our attention wander while we listen. Whenever you find this happening, make a conscious effort to pull your mind back to what the speaker is saying. Then, force it to stay there. One way to do this is to think a little ahead of the speaker. Try to anticipate what will come next. This is not the same as jumping to conclusions. When you jump to conclusions, you put words into the speaker's mouth and don't actually listen to what is said. In this case, you will listen and measure what the speaker says against what you had anticipated. Attentive listeners can pick up all kinds of clues to a speaker's real message. At first, you may find it difficult to listen so intently. If you work at it, however, your concentration is bound to improve.
Don't be diverted by appearance or delivery.
If you attended Abraham Lincoln's momentous Cooper Union speech of 1860, this is what you would have seen. The long, ungainly figure upon which hung clothes that, while new for this trip, were evidently the work of an unskilled tailor, the large feet and clumsy hands, of which, at the outset at least, the orator seemed to be unduly conscious, the long gaunt head, capped by a shock of hair that seemed not to have been thoroughly brushed out, made a picture which did not fit in with New York's conception of a finished statesman. But although he seemed awkward and uncultivated, Lincoln had a powerful message about the moral evils of slavery. Fortunately, the audience at Cooper Union did not let his appearance stand in the way of his words. Similarly, you must be willing to set aside preconceived judgments based on a person's looks or manner of speech. Gandhi often spoke dressed in a simple white cotton cloth. Helen Keller, deaf and blind from earliest childhood, always had trouble articulating words distinctly. Renowned physicist Stephen Hawking is severely disabled and can speak only with the aid of a voice synthesizer. Yet imagine if no one had listened to them. On the other hand, try not to be misled if the speaker has an unusually attractive appearance. It's all too easy to assume that because someone is good-looking and has a polished delivery, he or she is speaking eloquently. Some of the most unscrupulous speakers in history have been handsome people with hypnotic delivery skills.